Good morning, everyone. Wonderful to be with you again this morning. It's amazing how our human nature has a way of turning that which is wonderful into ordinary over a period of time. Just by getting used to the environment around us, we stop noticing the things that we used to be in awe about. And somehow or other, the very beautiful becomes boring and lifeless. You know, I want to encourage you this morning, be sure that you don't let your worship become boring. I want to say to you this morning, we are those who are called to worship, and worship is the created, you and I responding to the Creator. Our spirit being fueled in the presence of God as we invite the river of life to do in us what only He can do. He is the source of life. A heart's cry that results in lives abandoned to following Jesus. What a great song that is too. God's presence, like I shared yesterday, defines us. It's only His presence that sets us apart. And every time we draw near to Him, He, our great God, delights to draw near to us. And in 2 Corinthians 3:18 we read, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Wow, I find that really tremendous. Don't let our human nature turn us away from the wonderful and make it into the ordinary. Let us become men and women who don't get used to what's around us, but we stand in awe at the goodness of God. I'm looking out on yesterday as I was walking and the fields are being plied, and I stood in awe looking at these beautiful plied fields as farmers prepare to sow another lot of seed to bring forth another harvest. Our lives should continually be a time of sowing and reaping, giving praise and thanks unto God. Today, take time to stand still, look around you at the wonders of God and give thanks unto Him for all that He has blessed you with. Take time, friends. Wait. Just like they did in the upper room when the Lord told the disciples, go to the upper room and wait. Take time today to wait on the Lord and see Him do something awesome in your life and enjoy the miracles that are around you on a daily basis. God bless. Enjoy your worship with God today.